Hello everyone, welcome back to A Book A Day podcast. And as I had told you in the previous episode, this week we are going to discuss some really prominent personalities of India, those who shaped the modern India. And the first name that I have with me is that of R.K. Narayan. And I'm sure when you hear the name R.K. Narayan, the first thing that comes to mind is Malgudi Days and that famous introduction song, ta na 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 na, ta na 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 na. And so many of us, those of us who grew up reading about Malgudi or watching this show called Malgudi Days, we know about this fictional town called Malgudi. It was created by R.K. Narayan, and so many of his stories, short stories or novels, they took place in Malgudi. And even though it's fictional, it's not really real, but I think the town itself, in terms of its characters, its design, its idiosyncrasies, it has all the flavors which really define the idea of India in our heads, at least. But then it wasn't just about creating this fictional town called Malgudi. I think the writer, the English writer in Narayan, he deserves a lot of credit. From where he started, when the idea of Indian English novel was barely out there, and to now where we have come so far. And I think R.K. Narayan deserves a lot of credit for that. And that's what I found in the book that I'm reading. In the first few pages, in fact, of this book, I found this idea. And the book is called The Compassionate Chronicler of Indian Life, written by Indradeep Bhattacharya. It's not really a biography, it's a monograph. Monograph, some of you would know, they are written by subject experts or scholars about a particular idea, and they are generally short, and they provide an easy access to a subject or an idea. And in this case, what I found was this particular monograph was really easy to read. And it gives a really pleasant experience that somebody like R.K. Narayan's reader would deserve. It has got that calm sense of flow of the writing style, where you can just sit back in your armchair and relax and read really slowly. So that's what we find in this book. We are introduced to R.K. Narayan's life, his Just a brief idea about his works and how that journey panned out. So, as I was saying, in the first few pages, in fact, the author reiterates the claim made by Meenakshi Mukherjee that the Indian English novel was born only in the 1920s. And the credit is given to three novelists. One is Mulk Raj Anand, and the other is Raja Rao, and the third one, R.K. Narayan. I'm sure at some point we'll also discuss the other two authors as well, because their novels really defined what was going on in colonial India. They give a sense of how the Indian English, the literature was evolving, how the socio-cultural landscape was. So it's really interesting. And I'm promising you, we will discuss the other two authors as well in future. Coming back to R.K. Narayan, the author says that even when you compare these three giants from the 20th century who really, really defined the early Indian novel in English language, among them also, R.K. Narayan outshines the other two. And that's because when you look at his body of work, and also the kind of influence that his work has had. And I think that claim is not really outlandish. It really makes sense. And thus begins the journey of R.K. Narayan's life. It starts with his early childhood in Chennai, which was Madras back then. And he had two pets at home. There was a monkey, there was a peacock. And Narayan lived there for some time along with his grandmother. And when you read about his childhood, you find that some kind of ideas about Malgudi were pretty much there. And Madras back then wasn't really the big city that it is today. You find the kind of things, experiences that you find in today's small towns in India. How a child plays, goes out in the streets and just plays, makes friends with everybody, hangs out, and grows up as a street smart fellow, learning about a lot of things from a variety of people. And that's another thing that you find in the Malgudi days as well, the kind of characters, the kind of very unique kind of people that you'll generally meet when you travel in different parts of India. And those impressions which were formed in the early childhood, they stayed with R.K. Narayan, and they found themselves as expressions in Malgudi days, or the novel goes, Swami and Friends. So that's where he started. His childhood was in Madras, then he moved to Mysore, and then he studied in different schools. And this is something that Narayan has also written about in his autobiography called My Days. He talks about that he was studying in a school where his father was the headmaster, and he talks about it, how wonderful it was, how easy it was to make friends with people, how the other teachers were more gentle, and things like that. And during his childhood days, during the school time, Narayan had started reading quite seriously. He was reading a lot of books, magazines in the library, but he wasn't really fond of the school education system. In fact, this is what he has said about the education system in his autobiography. He says that my natural aversion to academic education was further strengthened when I came across an essay by Rabindranath Tagore on education. It confirmed my own precocious conclusions on the subject. I like to be free to read what I please and not be examined at all. That kind of reminds me of Holden Caulfield from The Catcher in the Mind, The Catcher in the Rye, sorry. His famous quote, which says, I'm quite illiterate, but I read a lot. I read a lot of books. And perhaps that was the case with Narayan as well. He read a lot of books. He read a lot of literature. He read really good literature, like Shakespeare. In fact, give me a moment and I'll open Indradeep Bhattacharya's monologue, and I can suggest a few books that Narayan was fond of during his childhood. He was reading. So it's quite an interesting list, and I thought we should make a note of it. So first, he says that one of the first books that Narayan read and remembered throughout his life was Sir Walter Scott's The Bride of Lammermoor, and this and the other six novels by Sir Walter Scott. So that is one. Then he was reading Dickens. He was also reading Tolstoy. He was reading Marlowe and Thomas Hardy. He was also reading romances by Marie Corelli and the adventure fiction of Rider Haggard. So, a lot of work there. Narayan also enjoyed reading history of English literature. William J. Long's English Literature was one of the books that Narayan read a lot. And he loved tragic novels the most. The Victorian novel East Lane by Henry Wood, that was really close to him. Then there was H.G. Wells' Passionate Friends. So quite a long reading list there, and I'm sure it's going to help you also. I personally find it of great value to figure out what my favorite writer reads or used to read, and it's always a good experience. Now let's come back to R.K. Narayan's growing years. He grows up, he goes through his education, however challenging it was, and then when it comes to deciding a career path, he started as a writer, he wrote a lot of stuff, approached publishers, got rejected like so many of us do, and he kept going. And at that time, one of his earliest works got published. It was a small prose piece called How to Write an Indian Novel. And I think it's also worth reading. I really like this piece. So it was published, and for that he got a small fees. And that was exactly the time when he got married. Because all of a sudden he had found some money. He was already in touch with the girl's family, the girl he really liked. And this small amount of income came his way. And Narayan got married. And then once again that cycle went on of writing, approaching publishers, getting a lot of rejections. Until that one moment where this famous five-word sentence came his way, which said, novel taken, Graham Greene responsible. And that was when, through a friend of his novel Swami and Friends got accepted. And that kind of changed his life. One, of course, because it the kind of literary trajectory it started for Narayan, but then at the same time it was also the beginning of this lifelong friendship with Graham Greene. And through that book the world was introduced to the town called Malgudi, and in the subsequent books and stories the place kept coming up. It became an integral part of the spirit of India, the spirit of Indian literature. And it's really been decades now, but we all know all the details, characters, everything about Malgudi. And that's really the beauty and magic of R.K. Narayan. But all of this is just touching the surface of the whole story. I'm sure you'll have slightly more time than this, and you'll have some space to read. So I'm sure you're going to read Indradeep Bhattacharya's monograph on R.K. Narayan, and I'm sure you're going to have a really good time reading this. And as I promised, in the future we'll talk about Mulk Rajanand, Raja Rao, but also we'll talk about R.K. Narayan's works and the stories which we may not have touched today or in the previous episodes. So stay with me, let me know your thoughts, and have a good weekend.